following is a presentation of Radio Alabama Sports. This broadcast is copyrighted by Radio Alabama for the private use of our audience. Any other use of this broadcast, descriptions, or accounts of the game without Radio Alabama's consent is strictly prohibited.
This is the Coosa Valley Orthopedics Tip-Off Show on the Southern Union State Community College Clay Central Sports Network.
This is Rusty Taylor, joined by Coach Chris Heron, as we'll transfer into this boys' game. Looks like we're about 2.5, probably about 3 or 4 minutes away from the tip to start this game, Coach. And we look out the Volunteers, you know, started 1-1 in area play. Look at their scores. Look at Briarwood scores against Shelby County. And, you know, Volunteers come out with a big – kind of started out a little slow against Shelby County on Friday night, but then – our Thursday night, that game was played on Thursday afternoon, actually, and come out, got their feet back under them, end up coming out with a big victory, but falling to Sylacauga earlier in the week, and then Shelby County, or I should say Briarwood Christian, fell to Sylacauga later in the week. So right now, Sylacauga and the boys match up 2-0. Of course, they're taking on Shelby County tonight. But these two teams both come in at 1-1 with very similar records, very similar opponents, scores against similar opponents.
It is, Taylor, and they both find themselves again at 1-1. And, you know, you're not wanting to fall to 1-2. You want to stay right there. We don't know what's happening with Sylacauga and Shelby County tonight, but we know, you know, Sylacauga goes into that game at 2-0. So you're not wanting to fall two games behind a possible Sylacauga win tonight. So a big game for both these teams tonight, trying to at least hold on, at the very least, to that second place position in the region, in the area standings, as we get to the halfway point of area play tonight, taking on Briarwood here at Briarwood Christian.
Coach, from what I've watched, you know, watching a little film on Briarwood, they like to shoot the three, and they shoot it well. So keep that in mind. The Vols may need to extend their defense, and the Vols going to need to pick up their own scoring. And I think this could be a game that could get up there a little bit higher. And that's been one of the problems. The Volunteers, they need to keep the game in the 40s realistically, to be in a really good shape with a chance to win. When it gets up in the 50s and high 50s, it starts to get a little questionable. So that'll be key tonight.
Well, then we're going to see probably as good overall team height as we've seen this year, Taylor. Not knowing for sure exactly how much all the different young men for Briarwood will play. But we're looking at players from the 6'4", a couple of 6-footers. We've got 6'4" out there for Briarwood, 6'1". We've got a 6'7" senior, number 24, Braden Robertson, a 6'5" junior, Garrett Witherington. So it'll be interesting to see what kind of combination Briarwood plays out there and how much of that height plays at one time. So that could present some rebounding challenges around the rim for the Vols that we haven't seen to that degree so far this season.
As they start the prayer in the national anthem, we'll take a break and we'll come back with the opening tip of the Volunteer boys matchup.
Getting a loan from Coosa Pines Federal Credit Union is so easy, anyone can do it. Is it Get Right, Charlie? Whether you need a personal loan, home equity loan, auto loan, or credit card, you can easily apply online at CoosaPinesFCU.org or through our apps. Sign your forms online and save yourself a trip to the branch. Now that will make your tail wag. Federally insured by NCUA, Equal Housing Lender, NMLS ID 464059.
Marble City Urology in Sylacauga offers specialized care in urological health. Marble City Urology features a range of services aimed at addressing various conditions and concerns. Staffed by Dr. Lansing Patterson and his professional team, Marble City Urology focuses on delivering comprehensive patient care. As a part of Coosa Valley Medical Center's health network, it contributes to the community's overall health services. Additional details are available online at cvhealth.net.
This is Clay Central Basketball on the Southern Union State Community College Clay Central Sports Network. Presented by First Bank of Alabama, Alta Point Health, Sarah Nissan Honda and Ford of Sylacauga, Central Alabama Community College, Radio Alabama Sports, and the Radio Alabama Foundation. Sponsored by Frank's Point of View, First State Bank, Toyota of Sylacauga, Coosa Valley Electric Cooperative, Don's Pawn and Jewelry, Integrity Cabinets, Coosa Pines Federal Credit Union, Sassy's Convenience Store, Honey's Cafe, Poultry South, Blair's Family Farm and Market, Atkinson Homes, Penhody Experience Foundation, Hill Auto Sales, First Capital Insurance, Matthews Meat Market, Buddy's Sports Country, Clay County Economic Development Council, Piggly Wiggly of Ashland and Lineville, Highway 9 Tire, Farmhouse and Company, and Ashland Auto Parts. Now, here's color analyst Coach Jerry Weems and the voice of Clay Central High School Athletics, Rusty Taylor.
We welcome you back here live from Briarwood Christian Gymnasium, and this is a little bit different. My color guy's a little bit different. It's not Coach Jerry Williams. It's Coach Chris Harris. He's always on the headset. Don't usually get a lot of opportunity to talk, Coach. Good to have you tonight. Great job on the girls' game.
Well, thank you. Thank you. I'm just, you know, I know it's not the same as having the master sitting here with you, but we're doing the best we can, and I hate we couldn't get the our Lady Vols a win in that first game, but maybe we can pull this one out and make this get us a game. A win here in this boys varsity matchup.
Yeah, a big important matchup here for the varsity boys is they're going over the starting lineups here, Coach. We mentioned a little bit earlier, and we're fully expecting this to be a really, really close game. And, you know, the girls' game was that way to start with if you're just now joining us. It was back and forth until the third, and then things just got away. The Vols hit a scoring drought. And the Lady Lions just went on fire and stretched that thing out, though. Big important, as all of them are, but now the thing about it is, in basketball, all teams make it to the area tournament.
Everybody has
a chance.
You're just playing for seeding.
But seeding can be very important. And especially, you know, that three seed is going to have to, the four seed is going to have to play the one seed.
That's right, the host.
And it's just that's never where you want to be.
Right.
So, looks like tipping here in a minute. Looks like we're going to have number 20. Strangely enough, Braden Robertson, the 6'7 senior, is going to tip. And Kevin Cherry's giving up a little height there, Coach.
Yeah, a few inches right there. But hey,
Cherry won the tip.
He's got some pretty good ups himself. And here we go. Vols with the ball headed from our right to our left as you listen.
Gibbons with a basketball. Brings it up the court. Has it poked away. He goes back and gets it in the backcourt because it was deflected away. Gibbons drives over to Braxton Young. Back over to Caden Glenn. Glenn dribbles around Braxton Young, top of the key. Caden Glenn, man-to-man defense being shown here over to LaDamian Boyd. Caden Glenn drives to the basket, shot up good. Pretty patient offensively there for the Vols, and they take a 2-0 lead.
Nice set for the Vols, working the ball around until they got something they want. Worked it inside, back out, and back inside for the layup right there at the basket.
There's a good drive to the back. That's Samuel Canal, and he lays it up and in, and we're not at it too. Fraxton Young will bring the ball up the floor. Up to Glenn. Glenn down to Kevin Cherry. Cherry throws it away. Tried to force it across to LaDamian Boyd, and it was picked off. Down the court's number three. That's Stubbs for long three-pointer. Up, no good. Fight for the rebound. Long rebound's tipped out. Elijah Thompson comes down with it. And there's a good run into the basket. Drew Mears rolled around three times and down into the bucket, and they're up 4-2.
And the Volunteers, we need to stop some of that. The penetration. That's something we need to stop, and we need to be able to stop the penetration when they try to go down into the lane with it.
Gibbons on the right wing. Gibbons down to LaDamian Boyd on the elbow. Boyd's shot hits around twice on the rim, does not fall, and the rebound is gathered up by number two, Elijah Thompson, and the Lions. There's Mears looking to drive, throws it off from under the goal, and that'll be out of bounds there in a turnover by Briarwood Christian.
Both teams so far employing man-to-man defense. But, boy, the Lions, they kind of collapse on that. When that ball gets into that lane, they're collapsing down in there, making it hard on the Vols.
With all that height advantage down there, too, Coach, really makes it tough.
It does.
Gibbons, Gibbons picks up his dribble over to Braxton Young. Young dribbles from left to right, and there's going to be an offensive foul. They're going to get him with sticking that forearm out. I think that's a good call.
Yeah, it's be hard to argue that one.
Braxton gets away with that a lot. Braxton's not the big, largest in stature, so he can kind of lean on people lots of times and extend that arm and not get called for that. But he got called for it there. Probably a little acting job there as well. There's a good backdoor cut, but it's blocked. Whetstone pins it to the backboard, and the Volunteers go the other way. That's Soap Gibbons. Runner up, no good, will not fall. Volunteers starting out a little slow here on the offensive end of the court. There's going to be a foul. I'm not sure who that's going to be on. I think that's going to be on number 15. It's going to be called, I believe, Soap Gibbons. I think that's who he called it on.
And that's two fouls on the Vols here.
It's going to send Elijah Stubbs to the free throw line shooting two, looking to extend that two-point lead. And he barely hit the front of the rim on the first one, Coach.
Well, maybe he'll overcompensate and hit the back end, and it'll kick out of there from there.
And he's a young man I've seen shoot a lot of three-pointers. But, you know, there's some people, and he missed them both, that shoot the three-pointer well but can't hit free throws. That's
true.
Hard to understand.
It's hard to understand.
But it happens. Some people, and he missed both of those.
And a lot of times you think short is tired legs, but we're just a couple of minutes into this game.
There's a foul by number two, Elijah Thompson, on Caden Glenn there, knocks him to the floor as he receives the pass, and Vols will have it in front of the line bench.
First foul on Briarwood here at the 5:07 mark of the first quarter.
They get it inbound to Gibbons. A lot of contact there, and it's stolen away. There's a layup and in by number 22, Samuel Canal, Coach. And now they're playing a physical basketball.
Yes,
I'm not
they
saying
are.
It's, hey, there's a good look down low, and there's a foul. That's on number 22, Samuel Canal. That'll send number 10, Caden Glenn, in the line shooting two. But they're putting a lot of body on you down there when you're just dribbling around. And I mean, I like the game played that way myself.
Well, then we've got to take care of the ball. I mean, we've got to, the passes have got to be crisp. They've got to be sharp. Nothing can be lazy because, I mean, Briarwood's where they need to be. And as you say, I mean, they're very physical once we get into the area of the paint with their defense.
Caden with both free throws there. He's got all 4 points for the Volunteers here so far. Vols trail 6-4, 4:41 to go, opening period here from Briarwood Christian. Lines with the basketball down to Mears. Mears over to Stubbs in the corner. Stubbs back to Mears on the right wing. Mears drives and throws it wildly. He kind of got himself up in the air there looking to pass, and we got in the passing lanes, and he just had to fling it.
Mm-hmm. And here comes Briarwood with some
mass substitution.
Here's number 24 coming in, the 6'7 senior, Braden Robertson. Be in the middle of that defense now.
And also number 12, Torrey Smith, entered the game for the Lions. There's Kevin Cherry, who drives to the basket, and he is fouled. I tell you, those first few trips, sometimes Kevin, with that left hand,
mm-hmm.
and he's so quick,
right.
It really catches the defense off guard. You know, they're used to guarding somebody with the right
hand. From the right, yeah, it's a different look. He's coming in left-handed. Cherry at the line, he makes the first.
Cherry's got a pretty shot there.
Smooth. Smooth
southpaw
shot.
Southpaw. Chance to tie the game up here for Cherry. And he does. About it up at six here. Ball's looking good so far from the free throw line. I hope that continues. That's Torrey Smith with the basketball, guarded by Caden Glenn. Back to Smith. Smith fires up a three-pointer. We gave him just a little bit of room there, and that'll bounce out of bounds.
Turnover there, the long rebound going out of bounds. Volunteers now with some substitutions of their own here at the 3:54 mark of the fourth quarter.
Zion Newell, Taylor Boyd. Damari Whetstone, also Calvin Simmons in the game for the Volunteers. See if Simmons can get one of those dunks and get things fired up here. Zion Newell down on the baseline. Newell shot blocked from behind. Don't see that a lot, but that one did.
It happened right there for sure.
Newell's trying to pinpoint that thing. You can't blame him. He had a wide open look at the basket.
He did.
But that height and length got it from behind. There's a three-point shot up and no good. The 6'7". Guy goes up and gets it, but Zion Newell takes it from him.
Well, he brought it down. He got it up. He high-pointed that thing, but he brought it down. And you bring it down, you're getting it around some mighty quick hands.
So, and that's how you know, when it's a size and a speed, you take advantage of your speed. And right now, the Volunteers seem to be doing a pretty good job of that.
Right.
There was a foul on Samuel Canal there. Taylor Boyd with the basketball back over to Soap Gibbons. Gibbons drive to the basket and bounced around and did not go. Can't find it, Coach.
No.
Canal, three-pointer, rims out no good. Oh, my goodness. They're going to call. It's going to be called from the backside over there, but that's going to be on number 24, Braden Robertson, the 6'7 guy. Goes over the top, Isaiah Newell, and gets called for the foul.
And that's going to be the fifth foul on Briarwood this quarter. So with 2:55 left, Volunteers going to the line for the double bonus for the rest of this quarter.
Yeah, that one was pretty clear there for sure. Zion Newell go to the line shooting two.
The Vols with an opportunity to take their first lead here.
He makes the first, and the Balls do lead. 7-6, first lead at 2:55 left in the first. Good to see Newell. After a couple, you know, early last week, having a little allergic reaction, scared everybody to death.
Right.
I don't think it scared him quite as bad.
No, I think he kind of knows how to handle it when it happens.
But he hits both his free throws, and the ball still looking good from that free throw line.
Yep.
They get it down to the big 6'7". That shot's blocked. Calvin Simmons blocks it, and then he gets number 24, Braden Robertson, to foul him.
And that'll be putting Simmons on the line.
That was a frustration foul there.
As we're already in the double bonus with 2:39 left in this quarter.
The 6'7", the 205, 6'7", senior coach. Hadn't been in long, but he's already picked up two fouls.
That's right.
And Simmons misses the first. We can extend this.
Our first miss from the free throw line tonight.
8-6 here. A new place here for Vols, Briarwood Christian. I'm not sure if we've ever played them in anything. Do you know, Coach?
I'm wanting to say, Taylor, early on we played in baseball.
I think we did. And I would have been coaching then.
I think so.
I think we played them in a tournament.
Early on at Central several years ago.
There's a runner-up and no good for the Briarwood crew. I know we played Westbrook Christians. We beat them down in the Lake Martin Classic one time on the walk-off. But I think you may be right. We played a lot of balls with a basketball, and they throw it away. And that pass is deflected out of bounds, but it's last touched by the Vols. Vols lead 9-6, 2:03 to go here, opening quarter. Another substitution here for the Lions.
And to this point, Taylor, with 2 minutes left, this is the kind of game the Vols need this to be.
It is. There's a runner up and good. If we can keep it around the 40s, that's where we needed to be. You know, 40 to mid-40s.
Mm-hmm.
And there's another foul called on. And right now, fouls are starting to take a toll on the lines. Not sure who they called this foul on, but it's going to send Soap Gibbons to the line shooting too. And he makes the first.
And Taylor, that's where we've been able to do most of our damage this quarter, has been from the free throw line.
Is 9 of our points from a free throw line? Or 8? 8 of our points from a free throw
line? 8 of our 10 at this moment are from the free throw line.
The only made basket was Caden Glenn's for opening two. And Gibbons misses a second. Ball's up by 2, 10-8. Lines with a basketball. 146 at Smith. Smith over to Mears. Mears out to Garrett Witherton. There's a ball poked away, and it's a chase for it, and Taylor Boyd's going to get there first. Boyd over to Newell. Newell probably should have went ahead and took that one. He took it out. There's a lot of bodies flying around. No whistles. Zy Newell's jumper from the elbow. And see, Zy's going to come shoot that jumper, but he had it at 6 foot.
He did.
There's going to be a foul on the floor.
It's called on the floor. And that's only the third foul against the Volunteers, so Briarwood not in the double bonus yet here in this quarter with 1:08
left. Did they call that one on get Soap? That'll be his second. As they inbounds the ball, 1:07 to go here in the first quarter. Lines with a basketball, trailing the balls. 10-8. There's a ball almost stolen away, but then it's deflected and last touched by the Lions.
Yeah, good effort there. Good quick hands after the ball and able to knock that thing away, and then it's knocked away, even farther away by the Lions as they tried to catch it right before it goes out of bounds. So the Vols with the ball with 50 seconds left in this opening quarter. And
Zy Newell drives, and he's fouled. He's going to travel. Yeah, I knew he made a lot of ground up going down there.
He sure did. Covered it quick.
If you don't put the ball on the floor, I think it helps.
You move a little faster when you're not having to dribble that thing.
I don't think that's what Coach Josh Giddens was looking
for.
No,
that's not what he wants. That's not what he's wanting right there.
A quick travel to the basket. Ball's leading 10-8. Smith with the basketball at the free throw line. Kicks it out to number 3 wide. His three-pointer no good. Number 34's putback is good. That's Garrett Witherton.
And he's fouled.
Mm. Chance to take the lead here. Trying to block that shot from behind. I thought we got by with it there for a minute. Didn't hear the initial whistle. Coach, you looking hard. Is it getting down to the nitty-gritty over there?
Yeah, it is.
He misses the free throw, but the long rebound goes out to the lines. Trendon Glengard, and there's one thrown away, and he touched out of bounds. What's the score, Coach?
Well, we're getting down over in Tuscaloosa. The Ole Miss Rebels, unless things change, they're going to pull them out a big road win, 66-55 over the Crimson Tide with 2:17 left. They're in Tuscaloosa.
Oh no, that's plenty of time for Alabama.
Well, not the way they've shot tonight. Down on the Plains, the Tigers victorious over the Mississippi State Bulldogs. Auburn winning 88-66. 22-point win for the number one ranked Auburn Tigers without Janai Broome.
Big win there. There's Zy Newell. Good runner, and it did not go. There's a steal, though, and there's a foul. He just grabbed him from behind there.
Kind of do-si-do'd around
that's
right there.
Samuel Canal. I don't know what that was about. He just grabbed him.
He sure did.
And us being in the bonus, we'll take it. And
absolutely.
See, put Taylor Boyd to the line shooting, too. See if we can regain this lead. And the first one bounced around and falls off. No good. 5 seconds left. here in the first period. We're knotted up at 10 from Birmingham, Alabama, Briarwood Christian. You would call this Birmingham, wouldn't you, Coach? What part? What area?
Well, actually, I don't, unless things have changed up in the last few years, we're actually not in anybody's city limits.
It's one of those.
It's just kind of a no man's land part of Shelby County. But that could have changed since.
He makes the second, and there's a buzzer beater fired up that does not go for Briarwood, and the Vols will take a one-point lead into the second. 11-10. We'll take a quick break right here on Classic Country 90.9 in the Southern Union State Community College Clay Central Sports Network. Volunteer basketball. Stick with us.
Don's Pawn and Jewelry in Ashland is a trusted local pawn shop with years of experience serving Clay County residents and beyond. The shop has items including jewelry, electronics, tools, guns, and more. With a reputation for reliability, Don's Pawn and Jewelry has a secure and friendly environment. Conveniently located on Court Square in Ashland, the shop is a well-known spot in the community for quality goods and trusted service. 256-354-2727. 256-354-2727.
East Central Alabama Gas District is a proud sponsor of the Clay Central Sports Network and the Radio Alabama Foundation. Located Highway 77 in Ashland, East Central Alabama Gas has teamed up with Natural Gas Connection as your hometown natural gas appliance store. They offer free financing up to 60 months. East Central Alabama Gas has Generac generators, tankless water heaters, space heaters, and gas logs as well as grills. Their phone number is 256-354-2194. East Central Alabama Gas District, natural gas, comfortable, responsible.
Classic Country 90.9 is WFAZ-FM Goodwater, Ashland, Lineville, home of the Clay Central Volunteers on the Southern Union State Community College Clay Central Sports Network. Second quarter action is brought to you by Integrity Cabinets. Integrity's promise is to always conduct business with integrity. Integrity Cabinets on Highway 49 in Lineville.
We welcome you back here, Briarwood Christian, with the basketball. Open three-point look from the corner, and they drain it right off. That's Charlie Caldwell, number five, draining the three, and the Briarwood Lions are back on top by 2, 13-11.
First points for Caldwell tonight. His first three-point attempt puts the Lions back in the lead.
We left him wide open over there. A cross-court pass over to Braxton Young. Back to Glenn, back to Braxton Young. Braxton from the elbow over to Gibbons. Gibbons fires up a three-pointer, does not go. Long rebound goes to Smith and the Lions. Smith will wisely pull it out. And they're going to get it over there. Another open three-point look does not go. Putback does not go. Rebound goes to Elijah Stubbs. Right now they're getting us on the boards pretty good.
Yeah, they are.
Second.
Yeah, we got a
Caldwell with the basketball. There's it. Let's see. There's going to be an offensive foul.
No basket. Wave that basket off. We're getting the player control charge.
I think that was on number three, wasn't it?
I believe so.
Elijah Stubbs.
We'll take it the other way. We said, Taylor, that first quarter was about the kind of game the Vols needed to be. That's kind of how we need to play this second quarter, the same as the first.
That's right. Around, you know, a dozen points a quarter is about what.
We turn it over there with a walk.
Way away from the basket.
Yes.
No reason to turn it over. We can't hit these lulls. We've got to be a little more consistent. There's a drive to the basket. Shot does not go, and there's a whistle. Coach Giddens don't like what he's seeing. He's picking it up, and he's going to call it 30 seconds. He takes this 30-second Poetry South timeout. We'll take it with him right here on Classic Country 90.9.
A good coach will tell you that defense wins championships. When it comes to flu season, a good defense can help keep the flu from invading your home. The drugstore now features grab-and-go flu defense kits with essential flu meds and supplies. Have a college student in your home? These are perfect for taking back to school. The phone number to the drugstore is 256-354-3784. Located next to the Clay County Hospital, where your health is their main concern. The drugstore, proud sponsor of Classic Country 90.9.
The Southern Union State Community College Clay Central Sports Network is powered by Coosa Valley Electric Cooperative. The best power, internet, and propane are at your fingertips. Coosa Valley Electric Cooperative, a Touchstone Energy Cooperative. Online at CoosaValleyEC.com.
We welcome you back here. Ball shot up, no good. Rebound goes to Briarwood Christian Lions near the other way. Over to Mears. Mears looks down lower to Witherington. Witherington shot up, no good. Rebound, LaDamian Boyd. Balls with a chance to tie or take the lead on this possession here. Trailing by two, 13-11. There's the jumper from the elbow from Cherries up, no good.
That's the we've got to have that shot fall right there.
Yeah, it's not what a shot, Coach. He won't make that shot every time, but he made that one.
No, a pretty athletic move there under the basket.
And they're up by four.
And the reverse layup, actually, from behind the backboard.
Kevin Cherry drives to the basket and matches him on the other end. Right now, I'm playing man-to-man on Kevin Cherry. They're not matching up at all. We need to keep that in mind. There's a travel. Slid his feet when he went to make the pass, and that's a turnover for the Lions. Things kind of – the pace picking up since that timeout by Coach Josh Giddens. I don't know if that was his approach or what he asked for, but it definitely has. There's a Damian Boyd's jumper and good with a left hand, and we're knotted up at 15.
We're tied. We've tied it back up.
No 15-foot turnaround jumper. Exactly,
yes, sir.
What you called.
That's it. Well, you draw
there's
it up.
A three-pointer, no good. And there's a – that's going to be a foul on number three, Elijah Stubbs, pushing in the back of Braxton Young. And, again, the fouls are mounting up here for the Briarwood Christian Lions.
And the Vols now with an opportunity.
Knotted up at 15 here, 4:50 to go first half.
Take the lead again as we work our way toward the halfway point of this second quarter.
Braxton Young thought about the three out to Soap Gibbons. Gibbons lost the basketball. Just lost it. Yeah, defender.
Yeah, the ball's got to be secured better, and they'll give it right back to us.
They turn it right back over. Caden Glenn comes out
kind
with
a hot potato with that thing here last couple of minutes.
Braxton Young down to Cherry. Cherry's shot
high
up
off the backboard.
Right now, Cherry's getting things going offensively, and the Vols lead by 2-17-15.
Well, we need to just keep giving it to him and feeding him down in there. He's making things happen for us down there in close range.
There's another steal by Caden Glenn. Right now, we're speeding Briarwood up, and they're having trouble with it. Kevin Cherry with an open three-pointer. Bounces around back front. Does not go. But I think they're going to get Whetstone with a push off trying to get the rebound.
Well, he was one against four down there trying to rebound that time all by himself.
He was kind of teeter-tottering around, but you're right, he was the only one I saw going after the
exactly.
ball.
Exactly. The rest of us were all outside the three-point line.
Boy, that would have been big if that one would have failed, wouldn't it?
Yes, it would have.
And it bounced around and wanted to.
It's still kind of the pace we're looking for, though, with the right under the half-minute mark of the quarter in it. 17-15, it's the pace. It's where the Vols want it to be. I'm not sure where Briarwood prefer, what they prefer, but for the Vols, it's in a good place right now.
Calvin Simmons enters. Also Taylor Boyd. Zion Ewell. Soap Gibbons and Damari Whetstones are five in right now for the Vols. Torrey Smith brings it up for the Lions. 3:49 to go first half. Vols lead 17-15 over Briarwood Christian. Charlie Carwell with the ball. Carwell dishes it down low to the big seven footer, 6'7", and he lays it up and in, and he's fouled, Braden Robertson. We're knotted up. Robertson has a chance to regain the lead for the Lions. Who did they get that one on Whetstone, or who was that called on?
I'm not sure, Taylor.
I'm not either.
Didn't catch it across the way.
Gibbons going to go coast
just
to coast.
Take it all the way.
And then the follow-up by
Simmons.
Calvin puts it back up in the Vols, regained the lead 19-7. Soap got a lid on the basket for Soap, but evidently Simmons knew that and followed it up and put it right back. 3:10 to go first half. Good move to the basket. But the lay-in, no good for Drew Mears. And now we're going to get a jump ball. Dual possession called there. And the Volunteers have the possession there. And the lead, 19-17.
Some help, somebody come back. Here we go.
Got Zion Newell. And get it back to Soap Gibbons. Over to Boyd. They're extending that defense. There's a good look down low. And we're
in the turnover.
He stepped before he passed, didn't he?
Yep. And he did. He was. We were guilty of it.
I'm going to tell you what, Coach. I was about to say that. And you hadn't heard much from us about officials because, honestly, I think they've been doing a really good job.
I think they've done a great job.
I'm sure this group's out of Birmingham, and they're doing a really good job with the basketball
letting
game.
Letting them play a little bit. And, you know, there's a little bumping going on, but nothing overly aggressive. And this
they
kind
seem
of
to be very consistent.
Letting the guys play.
There's an open three-pointer. No good, but the 6'7 guy's shot is blocked. And I tell you why it's blocked, Coach. He got the rebound, but if you're 6'7", you don't need to take the ball down below your waist, and he did it.
No, when you're under the goal, you've got the rebound, keep the ball high, go straight back up with it. There's no need to bring it down to waist height.
And he took it down, and the balls made him pay and deflected it out of bounds. Balls with the basketball and the lead, 19-17. Gibbons kicks it out to Newell. Newell back to Gibbons. Gibbons a fire up a three-pointer. That one hits rim, no good. And they save it back in to Charlie Caldwell. And the Lions. Caldwell on the move. Caldwell looks to drive, kicks back out. Back up to Drew Mears at the top of the key. Mears over to Torrey Smith. And that was thrown away. Calvin Simmons goes up and intercepts that pass in the lane. Gibbons over to Zion Newell, three-pointer. Rims out, no good. Pretty good look there. It's taken away there by Damari Whetstone. He's fouled going to the basket. That was a good hustle by Damari Whetstone.
Yes, Coach, it was.
The rest of the Volunteers was getting back defensively, honestly.
They were headed back to the defensive end. Damari stayed right in there with it and was able to get that. Trying to get up a shot, gets fouled, and now he's going to the line for two to try to extend this Volunteer lead with 1:38 left in the second quarter.
He was a little strong on the first. No good. And we're going to have a timeout, a Poultry South timeout by the Briarwood Christian bench. As they take the timeout, we're going to take it with them. It's a 30-second right here on Classic Country 90.9.
Being first sounds good, doesn't it? Hi. I'm Chad Jones, President and CEO for First Bank of Alabama. For over 176 years, we've been proudly serving our communities with trust, integrity, and personalized banking, putting the important things first, whether it's helping families buy their first home or supporting local businesses. Our mission is to be your financial partner through every stage of life. We're here for you today and tomorrow. First Bank of Alabama, where you are first. Online at fbal.bank.
Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
Welcome back as Whetstone will be shooting his second of the two free throws, looking to extend this two-point lead as he missed the front end of this two free throws. And he makes the second. Ball's been pretty solid from a free throw line. Started really hot. Kevin Cherry checks back in. 1:37 to go.
Ball's now 10 of 13 from the free throw line.
There's a steal by Soap Gibbons up to Kevin Cherry. Cherry over to Taylor Boyd. Back over to Gibbons. Gibbons had it poked away. Gibbons struggling a little bit tonight. Over to Cherry. Cherry from the elbow, jumper good. Cherry's just so quick.
He's quick and he's smooth.
And yeah, he's able to elevate and just have a good-looking, smooth shot.
Yes. And when he, you know, when he
he's got a great jump shot.
When he feels a couple of them, he can kind of get in the run like he is. He's at 8 points now.
And the Vols have their biggest lead of the afternoon, and it's five. There's a three-point shot up, no good. Zaniula with a rebound. Vols looking to tack on some more to that five-point lead here. 22-17, 42 seconds to go first half. Zaniula with the basketball. Coach Josh Giddens might be thinking that he'd be okay with slowing us down a little
bit.
Sure. And we're going to lose the basketball.
Turn it over.
And they missed the layup. And we've got a jump ball.
And that was going to favor the Lions here with only 25 seconds left.
Every time we try to slow it down, it's like we just changed gears the wrong way, Coach, and
right.
They just took it from us.
Right.
I mean, I think we were all thinking it, and Coach Giddens hollered it, and it just we didn't adjust well to it. There's the three-pointer rims back out and back in, cutting that lead down to two by number five, Charlie Caldwell.
Caldwell's second three of the game, making that lead now 22-20 for the Vols.
Vols looks
just
like they're going to try
remaining.
To take the final shot here, 5 seconds. Gibbons, good dish down to Kevin Simmons. He lays it up and in. That's a good finish. As Gibbons' shot is good. Good drive and good dish down
we count it.
To Calvin Simmons. And the Vols lead by four. That's where they'll take it to the half with a 24-20 lead over Briarwood Christian right here on Classic Country 90.9. Stick around. We'll come back. We'll recap the first half and get ready for the second here on the Southern Union State Community College Clay Central Sports Network.
Coosa Valley Wound Care Center offers specialized medical care for wound management. Nurse practitioner Quincy Leach and his team at Coosa Valley Wound Care Center is equipped with advanced resources to address a range of wound types and provides comprehensive care aimed at promoting healing and recovery. Located in Sylacauga, Coosa Valley Wound Care Center is integrated into the larger Coosa Valley Health Network, which delivers a range of health services to local communities. Additional details are available online at cvhealth.net.
Simple, fast, accurate. Hi, I'm Chad Jones, President and CEO of First Bank of Alabama. We know life moves fast, and that's why we've made banking simple. With our cutting-edge mobile app, you can manage your finances anytime from anywhere life takes you, like paying bills, transferring funds, and even check deposits right from your phone. Banking that fits your lifestyle. First Bank of Alabama, where you are first. Online at fbal.bank.
Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
It's a new year with new goals and plenty of New Year's resolutions. It's a great time to take a look at your monthly expenses and just do a reset. First Capital Insurance in Lineville could be a great place to start. First Capital Insurance works with several insurance companies to find the plan that fits your needs and your budget. The phone number for First Capital Insurance is 256-396-2131, and they're located at 575 College Street in Lineville. First Capital Insurance is proud to sponsor the Clay Central Sports Network and Classic Country 90.9.
Frank's Point of View, a hidden gem overlooking Talladega National Forest. Enjoy endless views, stunning sunsets, and starry nights. Each spacious RV site includes a picnic table, sun canopy, privacy panel, fire pit, and hammock hooks. Hike miles of scenic trails and let your four-legged friends roam free. Frank's Point of View is online at frankspointofview.com. Phone number 256-456-5800. Frank's Point of View, your perfect getaway awaits.
This is Clay Central volunteer cheerleader Ansley Shaddix. Our volunteers are on a roll this football season. Howie Nahn, Tire and Lovell wants to keep you rolling down the road to follow the ball. They have a full-time mechanic on duty, and they have all sides of tires for big and small vehicles. Their phone number is 256-396-3040. Howie Nahn, Tire and Lovell, a sponsor of the volunteers in the Clay Central Sports Network.
Honey's Home Cooking. The sound of that probably takes you back to your mom's special dish or those meals at Grandma's house. A meal at Honey's Cafe may not cause you to spend hours in the kitchen, but it tastes just like you did. Located at 60 Park South in Lionville, Honey's Cafe features meats and vegetables that are cooked fresh each morning. Open Sunday through Friday from 10:30 to 2. Their phone number is 256-396-9101. Honey's Cafe is proud to bring you volunteer athletics on the Clay Central Sports Network.
This is the Coosa Valley Wound Care Halftime Show on the Southern Union State Community College Clay Central Sports Network.
We welcome you back. This is Rusty Tyler, joined by Coach Chris Heron. Tonight, Coach Weems, you can probably guess where he's at, but he's not with us. He took a we gave him the night off, as the Volunteers have traveled to Briarwood Christian in big area game, and the Volunteer boys are leading 24-20, Coach. And we talked about it. We talked about what we thought it needed to be. We even talked about a score. We said, you know, Vols needed to be in the 40s,
mm-hmm.
and here we are to half, leading 24-20. It's right where we said
yeah,
it needed to be.
It is, and absolutely.
And if the Volunteers can continue to play this type of game and keep Briarwood playing that type of game and not really getting too hot from three-point land, then they were right. Because we know this is a very evenly matched game, and that's where we stand.
Yes, it is. Taylor, you know, when we're sitting here from the free throw line, the Vols 10 of 14 from the free throw line for 10 of their 24 points. But looking back at it, in the first quarter, we scored 11 points, 9 of them from the free throw line. You know, we stayed right there with them from the free throw line during the first quarter. So we scored 11 and 13 to come up with our 24 here at halftime. Briarwood, 10 points each quarter that they've made their way through. Leading scores for the Volunteers, of course, it's our guy Kevin Cherry. He's sitting there with 8 points total. Two of those from the free throw line, a total of 8 points from Cherry during the first half. And then on the Briarwood side of things, we've got Drew Mears with 6 points. Also, Charlie Caldwell with 6 points. Caldwell, a couple of three-pointers for him as Briarwood finds themselves 10 points each quarter. The Volunteers 11 and 13 to get us to this 24-20 score, and that's exactly the type of scores you were referencing. The kind of score we need, the kind of game we need it to be score-wise. And, you know, it's not some of the prettiest basketball we've ever seen, but it's the kind of game where the Vols have certainly played and given themselves an opportunity as we head into the second half in what's a big area game for both these teams, sitting at 1-1 in area play, you know, hoping to be one of them's going to be 2-1 after tonight, and one of them will be 1-2, and we need our Vols to be that one that's 2-1 when they fire up the bus here shortly headed back to Clay County.
I think something that could be big, Coach, just to keep a lookout for is the Volunteers. I don't think we've made a three-pointer yet, have we? I think we'll need to make.
We have not.
I think a couple of those could be huge.
Yeah.
And we've took some good ones.
We've had some good looks. We've had some good looks.
If we can make a couple of three-pointers and keep Briarwood from making too many three-pointers, I know they had the one player, number 5, Charlie Caldwell's made a couple.
Right, he's made a couple, and that's it. That's all they've had. They've had 2 3-pointers. So we've got a couple of their big guys. You know, they got the 6'7", the 6'4 guy, a couple of 2 and 3 fouls on those guys down in there. So we need to keep working the ball down in there and against those guys, maybe create a little more foul trouble for them down there and try to keep this thing headed in the direction we need it to head in over the next 16 minutes.
Well, Coach, we're going to take a break and get prepared for the second half. It looks like we're about 3.5 minutes away from it. So stick around, run, get you something to drink real quick, and come back, whatever you're doing there.
Let's throw a couple of scores out there, just some finals we got here. As we mentioned earlier, halftime scores and SEC play for our schools here in-state. The Auburn Tigers, number 1, they win that thing over Mississippi State, 22-point win, 88-66. And the number 4-ranked Alabama Crimson Tide, they fall at home to the Ole Miss Rebels. Alabama falling to Ole Miss, 74-64 in college basketball, the two games involving our SEC teams here in the state of Alabama.
Stick around right here on Classic Country 90.9 for Volunteer Basketball.
Buying a new automobile is an investment. You want to find exactly what you're looking for. At Hill Auto Sales, you're not tied down to a specific make, model, or color. If you don't see it on the lot, see Kevin Hill, Jeff Colbert, or Tim Carroll, and they'll search high and low to find the car, truck, or SUV just for you. Hill Auto Sales is located in the heart of Lineville. They're open Monday through Friday, and the website is buyfromhill.com. The phone number is 256-396-1100. Hill Auto Sales, a proud sponsor of Classic Country 90.9.
From sleek modern kitchens to timeless classic styles, Integrity Cabinets has the perfect solution for every home. Their custom cabinets are designed to fit unique needs and taste, ensuring every detail is perfect. Integrity Cabinets, where quality meets integrity, building something amazing together. The phone number is 256-354-1431, and their website is integritycabinets.com. Integrity Cabinets, sponsoring the Clay Central Sports Network and Classic Country 90.9.
You all know that Matthews Meat Market has locally raised beef, pork, and chicken. But what else do they offer? How about Schoolhouse Pizza, chicken fingers, and buffalo wings as well? Turnovers and cheesecake. Matthews also has frozen biscuits and Sister Schubert rolls. Matthews Meat Market is more than a butcher shop, located on Highway 49, just north of Lineville. Matthews Meat Market is open Monday through Saturday from 8 till 5. They're closed on Wednesdays. Matthews Meat Market is proud to be a part of the Clay Central Sports Network.
One stop at Piggly Wiggly in Ashland and Lineville, and you realize their investment in today's youth. From the cashiers to those mopping the floors to the ones taking your groceries to the car, many of those are local students. They're learning what it takes to be a part of a team and the value of hard work. Piggly Wiggly has been providing young folks an opportunity for years, and that continues today. Piggly Wiggly in the heart of Ashland and Lineville, proud to support our local schools and the Radio Alabama Foundation.
Third quarter action is brought to you by Sassy's Convenience Store. All your food and fuel needs are at Sassy's Convenience Store in Lineville.
We welcome you back here. This is Rusty Taylor. Coach Chris Herron here with me as we move into the second half. Volunteer boys lead 24-20 over Briarwood Christian right here on the Southern Union State Community College Clay Central Sports Network. The girls, volunteer girls, failed to Briarwood Christian earlier in a hard-fought game, but kind of got away from them there in the second and the fourth quarter, Coach.
So what are we? We're 1-2 tonight in these three games so far? Our B-team boys
won? Our B-team boys did win. They picked up a big win. I had that score. It was like 49-47.
Yeah, 40,
like
it was close.
So volunteers start with the basketball. Braxton Young over to Caden Glenn. Caden Glenn got away with a little bit of a slide of the foot there.
There's Cherry.
Cherry with a turnaround jumper from just inside the free throw line.
Starting off how he ended the first half. That's a good sign.
Largest lead of the night, 26-20, six-point lead for the Vols. Briarwood with the basketball. That's Thompson with it on the left wing. Thompson looks down low to Witherton. Up and good.
Witherton, that's a big boy down there. That's a load when he gets the ball.
6'5", 230.
A lot better if we can deny that ball down there to Witherton.
Yeah,
Witherton down there on the low block.
Having trouble. We can't match up with him once he gets position.
No, once he's got the ball and in position down there.
There's a runner up and no good. Rebound to Elijah Stubbs and Briarwood Christian. Ball's lead by 4, 26-22. There's a ball kicked out to Elijah Thompson, but it's stolen away by Caden Glenn. Glenn getting that steal total up here tonight, I can tell you that. Gibbons, free runner all the way to the basket, and he misses it.
He just cannot get one to fall.
I think he kept expecting somebody to stop his momentum there. They're going to get Caden Glenn with a block sliding. But did you see what I saw, Coach?
Yeah,
it looked like he could have just turned it up and went on.
He was waiting on contact.
And he should have just went on to the basket and hit the – I mean, that was a layup, is what it is.
Yeah.
I don't know how else to say it. And he made it more difficult looking for contact. First free throw rims out and falls back in for Drew Myers, cutting that lead down to 3, 26-23. Yeah, we're going to need Soap to get things going there offensively, too. And Mears makes them both. Lead down to 2, 26-24. Gibbons brings it up across the timeline over to Caden Glenn. Glenn over to Braxton Young. Back to Cherry. Cherry gets it down to Boyd. Boyd's shot is blocked by Witherton. And there just a blow-by by Drew Mears. Mears got some speed and kind of surprised Kevin Cherry, and they're tied up at 26. They went on a 6-0 run here. The Vols led by their biggest lead of the night, 6, and now they've cut it, come all the way back to tie it quickly. Caden Glenn with a three-pointer. Long three-pointer rims out, no good. Rebound to Briarwood Christian. Open three-point look, short, no good. Caden Glenn with a rebound. Glenn up to Braxton Young, and Young traveled. Kind of led him right into a couple players, into a trap there, and he's trying to stop, and he picked up his dribble and slid his foot. Tied at 26 here. Lions with a chance to take the lead. They drive down the baseline, throw it over in the corner. Runner from Mears up, rims around, no good. Gibbons gets the rebound. It's last touch. It goes out of bounds, this last touch by Briarwood. Ball's inbounds the basketball there to Braxton Young. Young up to Caden Glenn. Glenn gets it down to Braxton Young, and Young, they're going to call a jump ball possession error in favor of Briarwood. Thought for sure Gibbons was going to have his first points over the lay-in. There was a travel, and he gets by with it. Mears with an open three-point look and drains it. Mears coming out on fire to start the second half.
Well, he is 6 of their 8 points so far this quarter. They're 9 points.
Coach Josh Giddens not liking the offensive set and what's happening, so he's going to call a timeout and talk about it. So he's going to take a full timeout here. If he takes this Poultry South timeout, we'll take it with him right here on the Southern Union State Community College, Clay Central Sports Network.
Legal troubles got you down? Whether it's a DUI, a divorce, juvenile matters, real estate closings, civil lawsuits, or estate planning, the Law Office of Tyler Sims brings experience, compassion, and results to your legal battles, helping you navigate life's toughest challenges. Phone 256-396-2182 or online at sims.law. The Law Office of Tyler Sims, the official law firm of the Clay Central Sports Network.
No representation is made that the quality of the legal services to be performed is greater than the quality of legal services performed by other lawyers.
In business since 2012, Poultry South specializes in helping buy or sell poultry farms. The Poultry South team understands the unique needs of their customers, and PoultrySouth.com is now the go-to web portal for poultry farms for sale in Alabama, Georgia, and throughout the Southeast. The website is PoultrySouth.com. The Poultry South team at Southeastern Land Group is proud to support local radio on Classic Country 90.9 and the Clay Central Sports Network.
Welcome you back here. Volunteers are inbound the basketball, trailing by three after going. It's actually a 9-0 run, I think, here for the Briarwood Christian Lions. There's Kevin Cherry, and that's the way to break it, Coach, is get Kevin Cherry the basketball down close, and he makes it count.
And that's, he's been pretty good for us tonight, right in that 15-foot jumper range.
There he is with a steal on the other end. Cherry on the run. He loses the basketball, goes back and gets it. Braxton Young gathers it back up. Over to Caden Glenn. Open three-point look, and he misses it. Just barely caught the rim there. Oh, wide open look.
Yes, it was. A great look. That's what you want. High off the glass.
That's no good. But that, look at there. That's Witherington.
That's him.
6'5", 230. Puts it back, and they're back up by 3, 31-28. And I mentioned I felt like the Vols might need to knock down a couple of these three-pointers, and I still believe that. And here we've got a call. We got a foul. I think that may go on number 2, Elijah Thompson. Gave him a little elbow there to Braxton Young as he come around him.
Pretty good substitutions here for the Lions. They got 3 new ones coming in.
Balls also.
Including their 6'7 senior, Robertson.
Calvin Simmons in. Was wide open on the pick and roll, but it was deflected out, and Zion Yule said, I'll take that, and hit the runner up and good. Back down to a one-point lead for Briarwood Christian. I tell you, yeah, if we could have got the ball, Kevin Simmons was so wide open on that pick and roll. There's a three-pointer up, no good, and we don't seem to be going after the rebound.
No.
I mean, that's we just got out-hustled right there, Coach.
Yeah, we did.
It cost us 2 points.
We had nobody leave the floor on that rebound, and Briarwood went after it pretty hard. They went after that one harder than we did.
Zion Newell's runner up, no good. Hits back rim. Newell almost had a steal there. Mears gets it away from him. And then we had a steal, and we're going to foul the big 6'7", Braden Robertson, going up. Thought we might have got a clean block. It's hard to get a clean block on a 6'7", lengthy guy like he is.
Yes, it is. Especially when you're 5'8 and 5'10.
Looking to add to that 3-point lead. And he does on the first free throw.
I'm going to say Cherry could jump with him.
Yeah. Cherry getting a little break right now. As we see Ezekiel Witt entering the game. That's the first time I've noticed him in the game for the Lions tonight. And he makes them both. Braden Robertson, the 6'7", senior's got a pretty good stroke from a free throw line, too. And there's a long three-pointer by Taylor Boyd. That's one of them right in front of Coach Giddens. That Coach Giddens is probably saying, no, 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 yes, sir. Good job, buddy.
And that's what you've been calling for, Taylor. That's what we've needed right there. We need a couple of more from out there. We're getting some good looks. We just need to get a couple of them to go down. Oh, almost a turnover right there.
Yeah, we had to steal, but we're going to get called for a foul away from the steal, I think. But I'm still going to stick to my word from what I've witnessed tonight. These officials are doing a really good job.
I think they're doing a good job. We've hardly mentioned them. You've hardly even noticed them. And to me, that kind of lets you know neither coach is having a, you know, sharing a lot with them on the sideline across the way there. And so that's you have to feel like they're doing a pretty good job.
Torrey Smith with the basketball. Now they're going to call. That's Drew Mears with the ball, but they're going to call Damari Whetstone with a foul. We're trying to catch him in the foul total here, I think. 2:06 to go in the third. Vols trail by 2, 35-33. There's a three-pointer by Mears. After what the Vols fans felt like, number 24, Braden Robertson, went over our back on the inbounds play.
Inbounds play with a 6'7" guy out there can be a pretty easy play to run.
There's a good screen for Taylor Boyd, but he misses. And they're going to say it was last touch by Calvin Simmons. I thought we was going to get the possession. Boyd wanting to fire up another one after making that one. Got a good screen, stepped over, and just didn't get squared up well or something. Missed it pretty badly. The Vols trail by 5, 38-33. Now, you look at the score, Coach. It's not really what we're doing. It's what they're doing.
Right.
It's getting up there farther, and there they come up and lay it up and in. I mean, they're up to the 40 mark, and we're still in the third.
Right.
So they're having a big third. Taylor Boyd with the basketball. Boyd thought about the jumper from the free throw line.
Well, we need some points off this offensive possession. We don't need to go another one.
We've about thrown it away three times, and Soap finally saves it over there in front of our own bench. Gibbons runner will not go. We're hitting that lull, Coach. That old dreaded lull. There they throw it away.
Right.
We get a stop on the defensive side. Now let's go see if we can score some points.
Another chance to cut into this thing.
And we throw it away. Their largest lead of the night, 7 points here for Briarwood Christian, 40-33. Wide open look down low, and they throw it down there. Ezekiel Witt lays it up and in. Up by nine, 42-33. Well, this third has been rough.
Yeah, it's been rough on the balls.
Soap Gibbons.
On both ends.
He missed another one, Coach.
Soap's having.
And I'm not picking at Soap because he normally makes these.
No, he's having a tough.
There is a lid on the basket for Soap.
Tough night for Soap to this point. It's almost to that point where, you know, you feel like that's going to be five team fouls putting them on the line.
And what's bad is we did it 94 feet from the basket
right.
with 3 seconds to play.
Exactly.
So if we just let them have the basketball, they just throw up a full court type shot,
right.
and we go to the half. And now we're going to put them at the line shooting two, and that's going to put Braden Robertson there, and he made his last two from there. So just frustration, I think, is what we saw right there at the end of that period, at the end of that possession. And he makes the first, and they're up by 10. First double-digit lead for either team tonight, and it's Briarwood Christian on top, 43-33. Robertson made them both. 44-33 balls, and Taylor Boyd gets a three-quarter court shot up, and it is no good, and that's where we'll go the fourth. Ball's got some catching up to do as they trail 44-33 here with one period to go on Classic Country 90.9. You listen to the Southern Union State Community College Clay Central Sports Network. We'll take about a one-minute break and come back and get prepared for the fourth.
Remember when you would dream about what you would grow up to be? Imagining your dolls were students or your Legos a skyscraper. Maybe it's time to turn that dream into a reality. At Southern Union State Community College, you can discover your dream career in healthcare, business, manufacturing, engineering, and more. From imaginary to extraordinary at Southern Union State Community College. Visit suscc.edu today.
Classic Country 90.9 and the Clay Central Sports Network relies on the sponsorship of our listeners and local businesses. Sassy's Convenience Store in Lineville is one of those valuable sponsors. Experts say that breakfast is the most important meal of the day, and Sassy's is ready. Sassy's has bacon, ham, pork chop, and sausage biscuit, and you can also add egg and cheese to any of them. They also have homemade gravy biscuits. Located at 88785 Highway 9 in Lineville, Sassy's is a proud supporter of the Clay Central Sports Network and Classic Country 90.9.
Fourth quarter action is brought to you by Honey's Cafe. Your favorite Southern style cooking is at Honey's Cafe in Lineville.
We come back here, volunteers with the basketball and needing to get things going offensively as they trail 44-33. Braxton Young with an open three-pointer, and he hits it. That's exactly what the volunteers needed there, cutting that lead down to seven with a big three-point field goal made by Braxton Young.
Now we've got to get to work on this defensive end, Taylor. Work hard, denying the ball when we can.
Trout
and
right
rebound
there on the first possession. On the first pass crossing half court is probably where that was planned. And we just give a blow-by right to the basket, and they lay it up and in. 10-point lead now back up. There's Braxton Young on the runner. Runner's up and good. Braxton getting things going here for the volunteer offense. Let's see if the rest of the volunteers can follow suit. Lead down to eight for Briarwood Christian here. 6:56 to go in the game.
This is the end of the floor, Taylor, where we've got to work down here on defense. We don't need to let them. We can't get into a basket swapping thing here. We've got to have some stops on the defensive end.
The ball was thrown away. But they're saying the volunteers touched it last. And Briarwood coach going to sub in five new players.
Five completely new subs coming in the game. Maybe back to the starters.
I think it is back to the starters. I think he started there with a second team or started that fourth. And wasn't real happy with the way that was looking. A minute and 10 in. He probably wanted to get a couple minutes out of him anyway.
Yeah, yeah.
There's Mears with the basketball. Back to Witherington. Back to Mears. There's Witherington. Shot up, no good. Rebound, Soap Gibbons.
Now we've
a good stop.
Now we've got to make. We've got to have good offensive possessions. No bad shots. We need to take good shots. Work our offense. We know the shots we're looking for. Take them when they're there. Nothing forced.
Cherry over to Young. Young over to back over to Gibbons. Back down to Cherry. Back out there to Braxton is. Young for open three-pointer. That one does not go.
Well, that's the shot. That's kind of what you're looking for,
yeah,
right there.
And Braxton had just made
that's the shot.
Two shots.
Yes.
So you got to be. That's a good guy to be looking
for.
Right
that's
there.
A good shot.
Good inside out by Kevin Cherry. Took it in, kicked it back out, wide open three, and it just didn't go.
A jump ball call there.
And the possession there is in favor of the Lions.
So we'll have the next one.
And they get it up to Mears, and Mears is on the run, and Mears has it taken away from him, but we cannot control it. Braxton Young took it away and then lost.
Poked away from the backside as Braxton came in, but unable to control it, and it goes out at the baseline.
Braxton coming in this fourth with a high motor.
Briarwood inbounding under their goal.
Now they're going to call Braxton for a reach-in. 5:50 to go in the game. Vols trail by 8, 46-38. Need to get another defensive stop and then get some points on the offensive end. They've got the defensive stops and got a great shot a while ago, Coach. Just if you keep having those type of possessions, though, I think you'll be okay. Still a lot of time left. But you can't let many of those happen.
No, we can't have much of that.
Hits a three-pointer. And Coach Josh Giddens is going to call a timeout. He calls a timeout. We'll take it with him right here on Classic Country 90.9. You're listening to Volunteer Basketball. This is Rusty Taylor and Coach Chris Herron.
Remember when you would dream about what you would grow up to be? Imagining your dolls were students or your Legos a skyscraper. Maybe it's time to turn that dream into a reality. At Southern Union State Community College, you can discover your dream career in healthcare, business, manufacturing, engineering, and more. From imaginary to extraordinary at Southern Union State Community College. Visit suscc.edu today.
Sarah Honda, Nissan, and Ford of Sylacauga, located on Highway 280 in Sylacauga, serve Clay, Tallapoosa, Talladega, and Coosa counties, as well as the entire Coosa Valley. The dealerships provide a range of new and pre-owned cars, trucks, and SUVs, including Honda, Nissan, and Ford models, backed by the Sarah Promise. The Sarah Promise includes a commitment to quality service and a lifetime powertrain warranty on vehicles. Sarah Honda, Nissan, and Ford of Sylacauga. Inventory and information about the Sarah Promise online at Sarah280.com.
The Southern Union State Community College Clay Central Sports Network is powered by Coosa Valley Electric Cooperative. The best power, internet, and propane are at your fingertips. Coosa Valley Electric Cooperative, a Touchstone Energy Cooperative. Online at CoosaValleyEC.com.
Working you back, balls getting inbounded, and they're showing full court pressure, man to man here, looking to trap actually in the backcourt, but the balls beat that. Get it up, and that's Braxton Young down on the baseline. Back over to Soap Gibbons. Gibbons cross courts over, and that looks like a foul. I think we got the foul call there. Are they going to call a travel? They didn't call the foul.
Yep, went with the travel when we went on the floor.
Thought they might have called the trip in there. There's a full court pass almost stolen away, but it's deflected out of bounds.
Got a little snowbird action there on the inbound.
It's hard to out-throw those long receivers for the Volunteers. Those guys are defensive backs back there. They're custom to that type
move.
That's
kind of their kind of play there.
A lot of physical play here tonight. I'll say that. And there's Cherry stealing it. I think he's got it stolen, Coach. He looked like he had it three times.
He finally got it corralled.
Braxton Young just ran into the brick wall of Garrett Witherington, the 6'5", 230.
Yeah.
And hadn't He's trying, though, Coach. He's trying to make things happen.
The effort is there, no doubt.
And Braxton started out hot here in the fourth.
Yes, he did. We need to find another hot hand here as we head into the last 5 minutes.
And there's a ball just thrown away, but they throw it right back to us. Soap Gibbons. Did you see the call?
I believe we had a walk.
I believe we had another travel. Coach, you can Soap is overthinking every shot now at this point, bless his heart. Has he not scored?
He is.
Or did he hit a free throw?
He has 1 point, one free throw in the first quarter.
And he's had some good looks, and there they take it all the way and lay it up and in. Coach, they've hit that 50 mark where we said they didn't need to get, and we're 51-38. There's Gibbons firing up a three-pointer and drains it. Maybe now, Coach, if we've seen it before. If they can start making a couple shots now, they can get dangerous, but I'm afraid it's too little too late here with 4:19 to go.
Well, it's on this end of the floor, Taylor, where we've got to give ourselves a chance.
Yeah, we've got to stop. We've got to have defensive stops.
Right.
Wide open three-point look from the corner does not go, tipped around. And that was just an unlucky bounce. It hit the pad. We played it right, and it hit the pad and bounced back to Witherton, and he lays it up and in.
You got to play the breaks.
And now we throw it away on the other end. Yeah, Briarwood not letting up. And there's a back cut to the basket, and Witherton again lays it up and in. He moves well for a 6'5", 230 guy.
Yes, he does.
And they're stretching this lead out as Briarwood Christian. Open three-pointer by Caden Glenn, and he makes it. Coach Giddens is going to call a timeout after that made three-pointer, cutting it down to 11 with 3:29 to go. As they take this Poach Yourself timeout, we'll take it with them right here on Classic Country 90.9. We'll first pause 10 seconds for station identification.
Classic Country 90.9 is WFAZ-FM Goodwater, Ashland, Lineville, home of the Clay Central Volunteers on the Southern Union State Community College Clay Central Sports Network.
Hey, Vols fans, you know, Classic Country 90.9 is a non-commercial radio station, which means we can't air regular advertising that contains calls to action or language suggesting you should purchase something, meaning we have to state more facts rather than use a lot of adjectives and verbs to convey messages. Even what you're hearing right now isn't considered an advertisement. It's a message. And this message is clear. Toyota of Sylacauga. Work the drive and they'll prove it. We can say that because it's their tagline. Online at toyotaofsylacauga.com.
A good coach will tell you that defense wins championships. When it comes to flu season, a good defense can help keep the flu from invading your home. The drugstore now features grab-and-go flu defense kits with essential flu meds and supplies. Have a college student in your home? These are perfect for taking back to school. The phone number to the drugstore is 256-354-3784. Located next to the Clay County Hospital, where your health is their main concern. The drugstore, proud sponsor of Classic Country 90.9.
We welcome you back here. Briarwood with the basketball. 3:14 to go in the game, and they throw it away. I don't know why they're forcing that with a. And I think their coach is asking the same question
right.
of his really good player in Drew Mears. Like, what are you thinking, son? And he one-handed that pass. It's strange looking. He tries to play a little Pistol Pete show.
Tries to have a little flash about it.
There's a three-pointer up, no good. Kevin Cherry with a good hustle, but saves it back in, too. And it's taken away there by Taylor Boyd. And Taylor Boyd went up and challenged Braden Robinson to 6'7", and he didn't win.
No, he didn't.
And that one was pinned to the backboard. But I got to give – there's a hook shot on the back. I got to give him credit, though, Coach. I got to give him credit for being willing to.
Oh, yeah. He went in there knowing it could happen. And he wasn't scared. You keep playing, keep going at it.
And he needed to. It was one-on-one. Take that one-on-one.
You take it every time.
And there's a pass deflected out of bounds by – Briarwood Christian. Vols will have it, but it's 2:24. Coach, looks like the Vols are going to go to 1-2 in area play, and Briarwood's going to go to 2-1 here at 57-44, 2:23. I mean, it's getting to that point. The Vols have an inbounds play and lay it up and in. Was that Kevin Cherry?
That was Cherry.
Cherry heard me talking, didn't want to. And I appreciate your fight, but it's getting a little bit.
Well, you're only going to have so many more possessions.
Yeah.
As we hit right here at the two-minute mark.
And then Mears drives and shoots a circus shot, makes it in his file. He's a good little player.
Good player.
Listed at 5'9", 152, and he is all over the place.
20 points from Mears now as he's going to the line.
I guess, yeah. And he misses the free throw. A lot of those have been in the second half, too, I believe.
Yes, yes.
It's Kevin Cherry with a rebound up to Caden, up to Zion Newell, actually.
Yeah, 14 of his 20 here in the second half.
Newell over to Calvin Simmons. Simmons lost it, and it's turned over here with 1:41 to go. Briarwood with the basketball and a 13-point lead. Open three-pointer. Does not go, but he gets his own rebound. Yeah, right now, Coach, we've kind of turned it off a little bit here. And I think we're going to, Coach, I think somebody else noticed we've turned it off, and we're going to call a timeout. So they take this timeout. Let's take a quick timeout with them right here on Classic Country 90.9 and Volunteer Basketball on the Southern Union State Community College, Clay Central's Sports Network.
Atkinson Homes offers energy-efficient homes built by Clayton, Sunshine, and Cavalier with options ranging from 3 to 5 bedrooms, including tiny homes. All homes come with brand-new name-brand appliances, air and heat pump installation, and a 1-year warranty. Atkinson Homes has received best customer service and top-notch dealer awards from the Alabama Manufactured Housing Commission. Financing options include home loans, FHA loans, VA loans, and land and home packages. Delivery, setup, and trim out are completed to code. Atkinson Homes is located in Childersburg across from Cadence Bank, online at atkinsonhomes.net.
Tires are an investment, and you can extend the life of your tires with proper alignment. Highway 9 Tire in Lineville now has a calibrated 4-post alignment rack for front and rear alignments. This all-new alignment rack works on the newest models and even the antique cars. The phone number for Highway 9 Tire is 256-396-3040. They also offer a full-time mechanic to keep you rolling down the road. Highway 9 Tire is also your local Exmark dealer and is proud to support Classic Country 90.9 and the Clay Central Sports Network.
Welcome back here. Briarwood with the basketball and a 59-46 lead over the Volunteers. 106 to go. Mears, he's not done, Coach. He drains a three-pointer. Good gracious. He's having a big night.
He has. He has a big night. He's had a huge second half.
Kevin Cherry fires up the long two. The rebound, Braden Robertson. We might just want to soften up a little bit here.
I believe I'd.
And I think I missed something there, Coach.
Yeah, I'm not sure what's going on here. Did we call a timeout?
I think there was a timeout called, but I'm not sure.
Not sure who called it?
I'm not sure who called it either. I didn't see the signal. Let's just stay right here. But some interesting scores going on around the SEC there.
Yes, it is, Taylor. It sure is. We've got, of course, we gave you this Alabama-Auburn scores earlier. Auburn winners 88-66 over Mississippi State. Alabama falling at home to Ole Miss 74-64. And we've got down in Gainesville, Florida, the number 5 Florida Gators, they trail at halftime to the unranked Missouri Tigers. Missouri up 50-34 at halftime. Kentucky, the Wildcats at home, they're 81-69 winners over the 11th ranked Texas A&M Aggies. Kentucky ranked number 8 this week in the AP poll.
Well, I tell you, you better show up every night in the SEC. There's really no dead just by.
No.
I mean, you look at South Carolina, probably the tail end, and they gave Auburn everything they wanted this weekend. You're on the road. You better be ready. Vols with the basketball, 33 seconds to go. Kevin Cherry fires up a three. It's up, no good. Rebound goes to Briarwood. See if they'll elect to run the clock out here. Looks like they will, if the Volunteers would let them. 13 seconds. Back out to Drew Mears.
Very fitting. It's in his hands at the end of the game.
And that's going to close it out. So the Vols are going to lose 62-46. We'll take a quick break. We'll come back. We'll recap how we got to the scores. The Volunteers fall to the Briarwood Christian Lions right here on Classic Country 90.9.
A good coach will tell you that defense wins championships. When it comes to flu season, a good defense can help keep the flu from invading your home. The drugstore now features grab-and-go flu defense kits with essential flu meds and supplies. Have a college student in your home? These are perfect for taking back to school. The phone number to the drugstore is 256-354-3784. Located next to the Clay County Hospital, where your health is their main concern. The drugstore, proud sponsor of Classic Country 90.9.
As you travel throughout the area, there's a good chance you'll get behind a car, truck, or SUV that has a Hill Auto Sales sticker on the back. For more than 10 years, Hill Auto Sales has been providing the people of this area with a great selection of all makes and models. Hill Auto Sales offers personal service with guys that have years of experience working with the people in our community. Hill Auto Sales is located in the heart of Lineville, and they're open Monday through Friday. The website is buyfromhill.com, and the phone number is 256-396-1100. Hill Auto Sales, proud sponsor of Classic Country 90.9.
Hey, Vols fans, you know, Classic Country 90.9 is a non-commercial radio station, which means we can't air regular advertising that contains calls to action or language suggesting you should purchase something. Meaning, we have to state more facts rather than use a lot of adjectives and verbs to convey messages. Even what you're hearing right now isn't considered an advertisement. It's a message. And this message is clear. Toyota of Sylacauga. Work the drive and they'll prove it. We can say that because it's their tagline. Online at toyotaofsylacauga.com.
This is the Marble City Urology Post-Game Show on the Southern Union State Community College Clay Central Sports Network.
We welcome you back here to Classic Country 90.9. This is Rusty Taylor. I'm joined by Coach Chris Heron. As Coach Jerry Weems was out today, he will be back with us now. We want to go ahead and share that with you before we forget. Tomorrow we will be covering the 1 o'clock tip. We're planning to go on there at 12:45 from Central High School of Clay County as the Volunteers are hosting Cleburne County. Hopefully they can get back on the winning track. And then again on Friday, we'll be covering girls and boys. Tomorrow just be boys action. On Friday, we'll be covering, I guess we'll be projecting about a 5:45 probably time frame on the start time on Friday as we'll be hosting the Sylacauga Aggies in girls and boys action. But, Coach, good to do two games with you. We both missed Coach Weems, but it was good to do them with you. You've done a great job, and let us know you've done it just like Coach Weems and kept a book while you've done it. So a lot of people be appreciative of that. Tell us how we got to these. I know we had some big scores, especially for Briarwood Christian.
Well, we look at the Volunteers' leading score for our Clay Central Volunteers tonight. The only player in double figures, of course, you could probably guess, Kevin Cherry, 2 of 2 from the free throw line, and then he added 12 more points to finish with 14 points for the Volunteers tonight. The Volunteers are interesting. Interesting thing here, Taylor. 10 of 14 from the free throw line, but not one attempt in the second half. Nothing from the free throw line, not even any attempts from the Vols. They failed to get to the free throw line in the second half, and that's how they got to their 45 points. Of the Volunteers, all but one player scoring tonight, but Cherry leading the way with his 14 points. Briarwood, the Briarwood Christian Lions, from the free throw line for the night, they only had 6 attempts, but they were 2 of 6 there from the free throw line, so only 2 of their points there. They finished with 62 points. They're led in scoring tonight by Drew Mears. You heard his name called many times tonight, as Taylor called the action. 23 points from Mears tonight. A couple other lines in double figures. Charlie Caldwell with 10, and the big man down inside, Garrett Witherington, with 10 points for the Lions tonight as they score their 62, defeating our Vols 62-45 to put the Briarwood Christian Lions at 2-1 in area play, and our Volunteers fall to 1-2 in area play. We're through at the halfway point of area games, and now we'll repeat the cycle over the next couple of weeks with the Sylacauga Aggies coming in to Central McClay County this coming Friday night.
Yep, and again tomorrow we'll be back on the air. We hope to have both of these on video availability as well tomorrow there on YouTube on the Clay Central Sports Network. You should be able to find all of that action there. Coach, again, enjoyed doing the game with you. Kind of recovering off a little illness myself, and I was afraid I may have to completely turn it over to you, but my voice held out.
Well, that would have been an adventure. I was glad to be here with you, and always sitting there close by, but we miss Coach Williams. He was out of pocket tonight, but I appreciate, always enjoy listening to you guys, but proud to just do what I could, and maybe I didn't mess you up too bad as we worked through the two games tonight. Enjoyed being with you and doing it tonight.
Just hate we didn't pull out a win. As both of the varsity teams fall tonight in area play to Briarwood Christian, but good thing they come back home for the rest of the week. And
you think when we get back to Clay County, you'll just spend the night?
Well, it
won't be long.
That's something to consider.
It won't be long.
Me and you got a early morning.
We'll have the early morning shift in the morning.
It seems like at least Tuesdays, that seems to.
Seems to happen that way.
You know,
way,
when we thought about that Wednesday thing, I never really thought about basketball being on
Tuesday. Basketball.
But it's just a short time.
It is. It's not long.
You know, next week we're on the road to Shelby County
on
Tuesday.
Right. So, that's right. Making
you know,
that trip to Columbiana.
I guess we're getting used to it tonight. I don't know.
Right.
But we'll figure it out. I think we're getting used to it.
We'll make it. We'll make it. We're still young enough. We can make it.
Yeah, we have our ways to handle
it. We do.
It, you know,
we
so.
Do.
But, Coach, it was good. To be here, it's always good to be here bringing you Volunteer Athletics, where you can, at the home for all Volunteer Athletics, the Southern Union State Community College Clay Central Sports Network right here on Classic Country 90.9. And remember, you can join us right here tomorrow. You can join us in the morning, as he mentioned. The morning show will start at 6 o'clock,
hey,
followed by...
You don't want to miss that tomorrow. Taylor, we got some cool stuff happening early between 6 and 8 o'clock in the morning.
Oh, do we?
Yeah.
I don't even know about it.
Yeah, some good stuff.
Okay. Cool stuff happening 6 to 8. There's always cool stuff.
Around 7 o'clock, you might want to make sure you tune
in. About 6 to 8, there's always cool stuff happening. And then from 8 to 10, then we're moving into the three-point stance.
That's
and then
right.
We got a full day of it
tomorrow.
It's
a full day.
Then we'll go to basketball at 12:45. So you want to be tuned in to Classic Country 90.9 tomorrow. And we appreciate you for tuning in with us tonight. Until next time, God bless and go Vols.
Been listening to the Southern Union State Community College Clay Central Sports Network, presented by First Bank of Alabama, Alta Point Health, Sarah Nissan Honda and Ford of Sylacauga, Central Alabama Community College, Radio Alabama Sports, and the Radio Alabama Foundation. Sponsored by Frank's Point of View, First State Bank, Toyota of Sylacauga, Coosa Valley Electric Cooperative, Don's Pawn and Jewelry, Integrity Cabinets, Coosa Pines Federal Credit Union, Sassy's Convenience Store, Honey's Cafe, Poultry South, Blair's Family Farm and Market, Atkinson Homes, Penhody Experience Foundation, Hill Auto Sales, First Capital Insurance, Matthews Meat Market, Buddy's Sports Country, Clay County Economic Development Council, Piggly Wiggly of Ashland and Lineville, Highway 9 Tire, Farmhouse and Company, and Ashland Auto Parts. This broadcast is copyrighted by Radio Alabama for the private use of our audience. Any other use of this broadcast, descriptions, or accounts of the game without Radio Alabama's consent is strictly prohibited. Thanks for listening.